he looked upon the beauty of this cove he had cleared, and his three crops growing here. He rarely figured a field in dollars and cents. Although he never wasted a dollar, money didn't mean everything to him. He liked to see the beauty of growing things on the land. He carried this beauty in his mind. Once, when we were walking between cornfields on a rainy Sunday afternoon, he pointed to a redbird on its nest in a locust tree, a redbird with shiny red feathers against the dark background of a nest. It was just another bird's nest to me, until he whispered, "Ever see anything as pretty as what the raindrops do to that redbird sitting on her dark nest?" From this day on, I have liked to see birds, especially redbirds, sitting on their nests in the rain. But my father was the one to make me see the beauty. "A black snake is a pretty thing," he once said to me, "so shiny and black in the spring sun after he sheds his winter skin." He was the first man I ever heard say a snake was pretty. I never forgot his saying it. I can even remember the sumac thicket where he saw the black snake. He saw more beauty in trees than any man I have ever known. He would walk through a strange forest, laying his hand upon the trees, saying, "This oak, or that pine, that beech, or poplar, was a beautiful tree." Then he would single out other trees and say, "They should be cut." He would always give his reasons for cutting a tree. Too many trees on a rootstool, too thick, one damaged by fire at the butt, one leaning against another, too many on the ground, or the soil not deep enough above a ledge of rocks to support them.